The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast.
Dr. Taz. Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Every episode of the show, we're trying to help you write your personal prescription for power. That's right. This is Power RX. And today, the skin is in. We're talking all things skin with Dr. Kira Barr. Dr. Barr is a global speaker, author, leader, and educator in the field of dermatology. She has shared her life-changing ideas in business, education, health, and has done so many professional seminars on how to rejuvenate and amplify your skin, build self-confidence, self-awareness, self-esteem, and resilience. It starts from the inside out. Her number one internationally best-selling book, The Skin Whisperer, A Dermatologist Reveals How to Look Younger, Radiate Beauty, and Create the Life You Crave, helps anyone suffering from skin issues turn down their worry and overwhelm and turn up their self-confidence. Welcome to the show, Dr. Barr.
Thank you so much.
Well, we are thrilled to have you on. And, you know, we all talk about skin, but usually it's more about how your skin's looking. Does it have that cosmetic appeal to it? You know, I know from practice and from my field that the skin is such an important wellness marker. Talk to us a little bit about how powerful gauging and understanding our skin is in the overall picture of health and wellness.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as our largest organ, our skin performs incredibly complex functions. I mean, it's our ultimate barrier to the outside world, regulates body temperature, detoxifies. But, you know, what shows up on the skin can be an incredible tool to understand what's happening in the body. All the rashes, all the inflammation, irritation. Your body is really trying to send you messages. And the important thing is taking notice so you can try and figure out what those messages might be.
That's amazing. And so when you were thinking about our skin as an overall tool to send messages, and I love that concept, by the way, I know in Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine, they talked a lot about you being able to own your body and really gauge your body and all the subtle cues, everything from your skin, your hair, your tongue, your pulse, your nails, all these things and how they add up and really give us an overall picture of health. What are some of the things that people should be paying attention to if they're just doing a body scan and trying to understand their skin and what that might mean for their particular health and wellness?
Sure. There's many things, you know, starting from the top, going all the way to the bottom, as you mentioned, hair, you know, the texture, the quantity, whether they're thinning, discrete patches of loss. I think one of the most, the biggest things that people should be mindful of, you know, skin cancer is the most prevalent cancer in this country as well as in others. And it's largely ignored because in most cases, it's not always life-threatening. Melanoma is the most deadly, but the non-melanoma skin cancers, basal cell and squamous cell, are quite common. And so when people are looking at their skin, you know, we talk about the ABCDEs of what they should be looking for, as well as the ugly duckling sign. And I can go into those as well. But, you know, in terms of skin cancer, the ABCDEs, you're looking for spots on the body that are asymmetric, that are not the same on both sides, that for B, have an irregular or poorly demarcated border. C is for color that may be varied. Usually we like uniformity in color, but things that are changing color as well. D is for diameter, and that is a very soft call because in dermatology, we always talk about something being smaller than a pencil eraser, but I can assure you that I've seen melanomas that are teeny tiny. So size, unless it really stands out from the rest of all of your other crowd, is a very soft call. And probably the most important when people are checking their skin is looking for things that are changing over time. That E is for evolution. And so, you know, my biggest piece of advice for people is every month is get naked so they can check their skin.
Yes, I saw that.
On a consistent basis.
So getting naked. So let's just review that just so everybody caught that, because we're talking, you know, if you're just joining, this is Power RX and we're talking about your skin. I'm with Dr. Barr, who's a board certified dermatologist. And, you know, just again, stressing the importance of paying attention to your skin health. And she's talking about the five, sort of the acronym to remember, A, B, C, D, and E. A being look for asymmetry. B, Dr. Barr again, what is B for?
B is for border. So we're looking for borders. Something that you can discreetly see where it begins, where it ends. You don't want blurry edges or irregularity, jagged edges.
Okay, C. Let's review C again.
C is for color, so things that are uniform in color or also being consistent with your other spots in their color. We always talk about the ugly duckling sign, so a spot that stands out from your crowd. If all your pigmented lesions are a light brown and then you have a jet black one, or one that is even non-pigmented, that is a sign to take a deep, closer look or bring that one to your dermatologist to check out.
And then D?
D is for diameter, and usually we talk about a spot being smaller than a pencil eraser or 5 millimeters, but as I mentioned, that is kind of a soft call, so we don't put as much weight on that one. And then E was for evolving, something that is changing over time. And that's where, yeah.
Wonderful. So hopefully everybody caught that and you're taking notes wherever you are or memorizing it if you're driving in your car. A, B, C, and D, A, B, C, D, and E. But the first step is to get naked. Why does being naked matter, and why is getting naked good for your soul?
For so many reasons, right? So getting naked is the opportunity to really take notice of what's on your body, because when you take notice, that's when you truly can take action. So my favorite thing to tell people to get naked, before you take a shower, you're already there. And when picking one day a month, so you want to be consistent in checking your skin. So I always recommend the date of your birthday each month to check your birthday suit for uninvited guests, right? You're going to get ready to party in your birthday suit. You're naked. You're looking at your skin from head to toe, top to bottom, including all your intimate bits. I mean, skin is skin. You got to get familiar with it. So ladies got to grab a hand mirror, look in the parts where you can't readily see just with your naked eye. So that's where a mirror comes in handy. And you are looking not only for those A, B, C, D, E acronym, but you're looking essentially for an ugly duckling. We talk about, you know, a spot that stands out from your crowd. You're looking for patterns. So, you know, if last month everything was pretty uniform and this month you have a sore and it's persistent, it's not healing, there's thinning of your hair, there's areas of chronic persistent irritation or inflammation, those are the things that you're going to be taking note of. And if there is persistence, you know, month after month, you know, that is a warning sign. Your body's trying to tell you something. Your skin is sending you messages. It could be a whisper, a sore that's not healing or changing. That could be a shout. And those are the ones that you want to bring to your dermatologist to evaluate.
Get naked, guys. You heard it from Dr. Barr, and really examine your skin. Use the acronym to help you. Let's shift gears just a little bit. We know about skin cancer and we know how prevalent it is here in the U.S. I feel like we still don't talk about it very much or talk about a plan for prevention. Can you help us understand kind of the warning signs of skin cancer, what we should be thinking about there, and what are things we can do? You know, it's summer, you know, we all want to be outside. We want to enjoy the sun. What are things we can do where we don't have to be afraid of being outside and afraid of really enjoying the outdoors thinking we're going to get skin cancer?
Right. I mean, I think, you know, the sunlight is our lifeblood. We need to get outside. We should be getting outside. And I think that most people think that dermatologists are sun haters, but we're not. We just want people to get the benefit without the burn. So with regards to skin cancer, you know, we talked about the ABCDEs. So, you know, you're really looking for sores that aren't healing in an appropriate amount of time, and your pigmented lesions. But getting outside for prevent, you know, when you're outside and you're trying to prevent the burn, there are certain things that can be done. I always say that sunscreen should be your last line of defense, not your first, and certainly not your only. And I know most people don't think about that.
Yeah, that's different.
They grab their sunscreen. Yeah, yeah. And that's because most people, even with the best intentions, don't apply enough sunscreen. studies have shown that people only apply about 25 to 50% of the amount of recommended sunscreen. So that SPF 50 on your sunscreen tube that you think you're getting, in fact, you're probably getting closer to maybe 25 or 20 or possibly even 10, depending on the amount of sunscreen you're actually applying. So sunscreen is not going to be enough to protect you from the damaging ultraviolet rays. So you need to do more. And that includes, you know, wearing a broad-brim hat, sunglasses, protective clothing, seeking shade, and then putting on sunscreen when you're outdoors. But before you even get there, there are things that you can do to protect you, yourself.
More with Dr. Taz coming up. For a lot of us, a delicious home-cooked meal is the ultimate luxury. It sounds so simple, but with all the planning, shopping, and kitchen knowledge required, not to mention all the time, we're lucky if we can even pull it off once a week. Now you can get healthy, delicious meals on the table with Sunbasket. That's right, Sunbasket delivers meal prep kits right to your door, making healthy cooking easy and convenient for any busy lifestyle and for any dietary needs or preferences, including paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, and there's a family option too. And you pick from 18 weekly recipes. Just in the last few weeks, I prepared chorizo chili, Tuscan vegetable soup, two bean enchiladas, Saigon beef sliders, and just delivered right to my doorstep, very exciting, Yucatan turkey chili verde and roasted paprika chicken. Come on, you've wanted to try a meal kit for a long time. Do it. Sunbasket is so cool, and I can't stress this enough. Sunbasket features organic and clean ingredients, and each delicious, easy-to-prepare meal is ready in about 30 minutes, making healthy cooking easy and convenient. There's something for every healthy journey and every busy lifestyle. Just go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth to learn more and to get $35 off your first order. You got to try this. Go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. sunbasket.com/wholehealth. And now back to the Dr. Taz Show. Dr. Taz is also brought to you by Teamy Blend Teas.
Hi, it's Dr. Taz here. And if you've been listening to the show, you must know that I love tea. I walk around with it. I drink it all day long. So I couldn't be more excited to bring you Teamy Blends. Teamy Tea is an honest company that provides the best quality loose leaf tea to all of us, providing us the results we want. Here's what I've been doing. I've been using the Teamy Skinny and the Teamy Colon on their 30-day detox program and seeing some really amazing results. I'm seeing everything from my metabolism a little bit better, burning that pesky stored fat, really suppressing those afternoon and evening appetites and cravings that you can have at the end of a workday. My energy's through the roof and my bloating is gone. I feel amazing and I want this for you too. Check out Teamy Tea and check out this 30-day detox. You can order your 30-day detox today and save 15% on your entire order at teamyblends.com. That's teamiblends.com using the code WHOLEHEALTH at checkout. So, you know, we're so ingrained to be focused on sunscreen and grabbing the sunscreen. And you're right. I think I might even be guilty of that with the kids. Like, let's get your sunscreen on. But talk us through, you know, why that's last and what are the other things that might be more important when thinking about skin cancer prevention and getting outdoors?
Sure. So, you know, we covered what to do once you're already there. But in terms of prevention before you get there, it's really about fortifying your foundation of health. And that really begins with eating a nutrient-dense whole foods diet. Research has shown in many different avenues how food, you know, we talk about food being medicine, but it's also an incredible source of cancer prevention. So eating fruits and veggies that are a wide variety, eating that rainbow, especially the darkly colored veggies that are rich in polyphenols, because those have been shown to have some protective benefits as well. Those polyphenols, the pigments, yellow, red, or purple, they can absorb the UV radiation. In fact, they can absorb the entire UVB spectrum of wavelengths as well as part of the UVA and UVC rays as well.
What are some of those highest, what are the highest, like for somebody listening, if they were like, oh, wow, I want to jump on that. I understand food is medicine, but I'm busy. I don't have time. What are maybe the top three polyphenol foods you would recommend incorporating into your kind of daily diet?
Sure. I mean, it's summertime, so fruit is aplenty, you know, strawberries, cherries, grapes, and especially the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and kale are some of the top ones. You know, research was done also looking at the carotenoids like lycopene, lutein, and zeaxanthin. And in fact, a study in the British Journal of Dermatology showed that after 10 weeks, women who regularly ate tomato paste compared to those who didn't were 40% less likely to be sunburned. So, you know, making a tomato salad, your tomato sauces, with a little, add a little olive oil because it's fat, it's soluble, so it'll help absorption. So, you know, tomatoes, dark leafy green vegetables. Yeah, fruit. Yeah.
Gotcha. So all the good stuff, all the yummy stuff. It's so easy to like throw some of that stuff together and just make sure you're getting it in throughout the day. What about green tea? Is that a good source of these polyphenols?
Green tea has been shown to be quite helpful, both topically as well as when you drink it. And that's been shown to help minimize sun damage as well. Coffee, you know, we always talk about, you know, we beat ourselves up for drinking caffeinated coffee, but it's actually the caffeine that has been shown to help with the benefit. So for coffee drinkers, don't despair. You can keep drinking
it. That's amazing. So, and I'm curious too, because you mentioned it, you know, we know, and we're, you know, we all try, I think, you know, to give it our best effort in terms of getting these high antioxidant, high polyphenol foods in. When it comes to skincare and topical nutrients and topical polyphenols, what is your opinion of that? How much can the skin really absorb when things are applied topically versus ingesting them orally?
Yeah. So, there are good studies that show, especially products that contain vitamin C and vitamin E, those are quite beneficial. Again, they're getting into the top layer of the skin, so you really want kind of an inside-out, outside-in approach. It's a combination. You know, everything works synergistically, but the use of topical antioxidants, it's why the, you know, vitamin C and vitamin E have been added to a lot of products as well as polyphenols, resveratrol and such, because there are definite benefits. But alone, you know, you can't just do it alone. And also the integrity of the skin, you know, makes a difference too. So the skin has a natural, slightly acidic pH. And if we're using harsh soaps and other chemicals that disrupt that barrier, then the ability to absorb these potent antioxidants diminishes. So It does get a little complex.
Interesting. Wow. Okay. I didn't even realize that. You know, so we've talked a little bit about food. Is there anything other than food, wearing a wide-brimmed hat, paying attention to sunscreen, and it sounds like we're all not applying the right amount. Are there any other tips you have for keeping skin healthy, also preventing skin cancer?
Yeah. So one of the biggest things is sleep. You know, that old adage about beauty sleep, it really is real. So, you know, sleep is a time for the body to rest and repair. It's also a time when our body can generate melatonin. And melatonin is one of the most potent antioxidants that the body produces. And it plays many roles. But one of the important roles that has been found bearing out in the literature is its impact on skin cancer prevention, as well as being an adjuvant in skin cancer therapy, especially with regards to melanoma. So the importance of sleep, I can't stress it enough. And I know that you've talked about that a lot. So sleep is right up there.
I think sleep is critical. And, you know, for me too, coming from a Eastern perspective, you know, they were very, very critical of sleep. It had to be sleep that balanced hormones. It had to be sleep between sort of that 11 to 5 a.m. time frame for women, because that was such a critical hormonal time. Does taking melatonin help? Does that help to have the same sort of antioxidant and protective effect against skin cancer?
So, you know, I think the literature still is bearing that out. Certainly, if you can make it endogenously, you have your own body make it, would be the best. But as we age, you know, our ability to produce decreases. I know that the literature, not as much showing when taken orally, but they are using it topically, interestingly enough, in research studies. So even if we can't make it or not getting enough sleep in the future, there are some products actually already on the market that have topical melatonin. But ideally, the ability would be to make it ourselves, creating that soothing environment and optimizing, you know, our bedrooms to promote sleep would be the best.
And then you talk a lot about loving the skin you're in. Before I let you go today, I want to make sure we touch on that. What do you mean by that? And how do you tie together the health of the skin and the wellness of the skin and some of what we've talked about today with more of this emotional concept, I think, or mind-body concept of just loving the skin you're in? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with my own journey. You know, as a kid, I was made fun of for what was on my skin. I was born with two birthmarks, and I was teased about them and they were called coffee stains. And it was the first time that I became acutely aware that your skin could be a source of embarrassment and shame. And I quickly discovered that if I got a tan, I could hide them. So because of my interpretation of what kids had said, that, you know, if what was on my skin was displeasing, then I, as a person, may be displeasing. So all the choices that were made were from a place of low self-esteem and low self-confidence. And so, unfortunately for me, ultimately that led to a diagnosis of skin cancer and melanoma. And it wasn't until that wake-up call that I had to completely shift my perspective. And so, you know, I'm not unique. That happens to many of us, right? What's on the skin is acne or psoriasis or something that makes us feel uncomfortable in our skin. And so that becomes the compass from which you navigate so many choices in your life, whether it's what you eat, the relationships that you're in, you know, your business decisions. And so, you know, when you take notice of those thoughts, when you take notice of your action, when you take notice of what's on your skin, you can take action to redirect so that you can be empowered rather than feel paralyzed by what's on.
So how do you make that transition? I mean, I've lived that too, not to your extent. I definitely didn't have melanoma, but you know, what a powerful story, by the way, and such a great way to educate the rest of us. But for me, even just having acne and not being able to face the world, and I distinctly remember, you know, like putting my makeup on in the dark so I didn't have to look at my skin, you know, how do you, for someone who's in that space, right? I'm in a much different place today. How do you make that transition? How do you go from, you know, this is how I look, this is what's happening, to then getting confidence and feeling secure? What's the best way for someone to make that transition?
I think it's appreciating so much more that you do have power and control, that again, your skin is telling your story, right? And the story can be edited. It can be rewritten. So what's showing up on your skin, especially with acne, you know, the power of food, you know, what are we doing in our lives right now? Are we stressed out? So can we reevaluate that? Where can we make some changes? Is what you're eating a source of the breakout? And you can control that with every meal. You have an opportunity to make a shift. So it's when you see something on your skin, you know, in psoriasis, there's so many links between, you know, diet and inflammation. And so when you see something on your skin, know that it's not necessarily a forever thing, that there are things that can be done that you yourself have the power to take control of. And so, you know, it's a shift from being like, oh, my skin is sabotaging me, to, wow, mm-hmm. my skin is really trying to tell me something. It can be your hero and your friend rather than your enemy. And it was that, that shift, you know, it's just a kind of a reframe of how you view your skin. That it sounds simple, right? And I know that it's not easy, but it is incredibly powerful and can make a huge difference.
Oh my goodness. I don't think anyone could have said it better. So for everybody out there struggling with any type of skin condition, it could be anything, a melanoma, acne, psoriasis, make your skin your friend. Understand that your skin has a story and is trying to communicate with you. I wish I understood that years ago. It took me a really long time and lots of years to get my story straight, but I'm in such a better place today than I was 20 years ago, and I really want that for everybody else. So your skin, we talk about power a lot on this show. Your skin is a source of your power. Own it, understand it, keep it well, keep it healthy. Dr. Barr, you've been amazing. There's so much information, I think, in this episode today. If my listeners want to connect with you and learn more, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, they can visit our website, which is ChooseResilience.com. And in fact, they, you know, the book, The Skin Whisperer, they can even download a free copy so they can get all this information.
Fantastic. So check out her website, download her book. Love the skin you're in. Take care of it. Thank you guys all for joining us. We'll see you next time on Your Power RX.